Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. And also in studio with me now is the Director of Recreation from the Coffeyville Recreation Committee. It is David Raines. Good morning, Mr. Raines. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning this morning.
Obviously, I want to ask you, did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday?
It was good, yep. Even though the weather wasn't ideal, it was still a good day for turkey and naps and football and basketball.
And, I did that yesterday. We played, met my girlfriend's family for the first time, played some Monopoly, took a nap, ate too much food. So that's always a good day,
just
though.
Just a great day.
Absolutely. Well, you're here today to talk about a lot of the programs and activities that you guys are offering for the community. And let's go ahead and start with first, batting cages.
Yeah, we have coin-operated batting cages located at LeClaire Park at 1802 Woodland. We have three baseball machines and two fast-pitch softball and one slow-pitch softball. The hours of usage are 7 a.m. to midnight, $1, and there is a token machine out there. We'll get you 15 pitches. We need to inform everyone that as of next week, probably Monday, we're looking. We're going to begin winterizing them and closing them down for the season. Mother Nature likes to throw ice and everything at us. We had a couple of cables actually snap in the high winds the other night. So we're going to lower our netting and make arrangements, and they will open up again in the spring. We always try to shoot for March 1st on that. But just to let everyone know, if you're going to get some swings in, and you got to do it before Monday. So
so be sure to get out there this weekend, which it's not supposed to be that horrible of a weekend. Actually, tomorrow it's supposed to be around 60 degrees, so great day to get out
there. There's an opportunity still left.
Absolutely. Yep. And Sunday's going to be a little bit colder, 44, but you know what? Still get out there and get some cuts of the bat.
Layer up. And
absolutely.
Yep.
But again, you're closing it Monday, or your last chance is Monday?
We're going to end up closing it Monday.
Okay.
We're going to start preparations on that. So,
also at Sherwin-Williams Field is the skate park.
You know, our skate park is always open. You know, they have 10 pieces of equipment out there. And it's not only a skate park, but you can also take bicycles on it as well, or scooters that they now we see a lot of kids riding. So just to know it is open. We see kids on it almost daily, even in the times when we have some cooler weather. But, you know, it's a nice amenity to have for our community. And, you know, Sherwin-Williams went out of their way to make that project possible. So we just want to tell people it's still out there.
Absolutely. And before we move on any more here, what are some ways to find out what is going on at the rec?
You know, it's we say pretty easy to find out what's going on with us, but you know, it's if you don't know where you're going, it's not. So
right.
We do have a website. It's www.coffeyvillerec, and that's REC.com. We also have our Facebook page that you can get on. We post everything on there. Obviously, we do the KGGF monthly radio spot. We also have a service that we utilize. That's a third-party service called RainedOut.com, RAINEDOUT.com. If you go there and search for Coffeyville in the search box, you can opt in to receive text messages and or emails from us. And every program sign-ups that we do, every time we have an announcement about inclement weather that may cancel or postpone a program, we will put it on RainedOut.com and obviously Facebook as well. So, you know, we still send flyers to the schools when we take sign-ups. Our sign-ups are coming up. But there's a couple of very easy ways. It seems like everyone has, you know, every home has at least one cell phone or access to internet. So it's pretty easy to stay up to date on what we have going on.
Yeah, that's a great service to have. That way, if something, you know, is inclement weather may have canceled something, you're not heading up there and then find out it's canceled. You can find out before you even head up there and schedule the rest of your day as you want. Also, you guys have rentals and available facilities.
You know, we do at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. We have two meeting rooms that are large enough for birthday parties or meetings or, you know, baby showers. We also have our gymnasium available. We have a kitchen in there as well. So, you know, obviously people like to bring in food sometimes, food and drink. So it is available during business hours. It is absolutely free. So Monday through Friday from 7 a.m., 7:30 to 5, those things are free. If you would like to schedule, we do have fees after hours. So Christine Lay is in charge of scheduling the building. So she would be the one to contact at 251-5910 extension 12. We also manage the indoor pool at Field Kinley High School. Jamie Grant is in charge. We have quite a few birthday parties scheduled there as well. Also we have field rentals out there at LeClaire, but maybe not the best time of year to be looking for one of those.
A little chilly out there, right?
It's a little bit chilly. So again, 251-5910 extension 12 if you're interested in meeting rooms or gymnasium. If you're interested in the indoor pool, it's Jamie Grant at 251-5910. She is extension 10. So.
Okay. And lots of different things going on right now. The Session 2 youth basketball is going on. So,
well, we have Session 1 getting ready to begin games.
Oh, okay.
They are practicing currently, but we are taking signups for Session 2.
Okay.
Now, Session 2 involves 4-year-old and kindergartners, and it is a co-ed league, and 5th and 6th grade girls and 5th and 6th grade boys. So we will take signups for that. The deadline is actually today. Although our offices are closed, you can go online. If you go to our website, there's an online link to the left. Click that. If you can't make it, don't panic. We are taking late registrations through December 6th, so you still have time. That will be an additional $3 late fee, but you will get in. So don't panic if you haven't made it in yet. We will still take them, but we're excited to get Session 1 started, and we start that next week. That's the first and second grade co-ed league, and then we do third and fourth grade girls separately and third and fourth grade boys. So we're excited to get games going.
Absolutely. And also coming out soon, the info coming out soon for the adult indoor soccer league.
It is. Shelly's putting that together now. It's a program we've done, I want to say 7 or 8 years now. So
pretty popular.
It is popular. Obviously, we do it inside our gymnasium. But look for that info to come out here within the next week or so.
And the best part about that, it's inside. So you're not outside
inside
in the cold. So get in the gym and get ready to play some soccer. Also, you guys offer lap swim and water aerobics.
We do. As I mentioned previously, we program and manage the indoor pool. Our lap swim takes place. We have an AM and a PM session. Our AM is Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., so you got to be an early riser for that one. Our evening session is Monday through Thursday from 7:15 to 8:15. Our registration fee for that, it's $25 per month to sign up for that. So if you're interested, again, Jamie Grant's in charge of that. Our water aerobics takes place Mondays and Thursdays in the evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, we have a registration fee of $25 per month for that. So
get in there and get in the water and do some aerobics. Good stuff. It's a lot easier on your knees as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that way you're not, at least you got the water kind of stopping catastrophic coming down on your knees, because believe me, I know about that. My knees are horrible. So you got some special events actually coming up this December. The first one being your Design Your Own Ornament.
We do. Design Your Own Ornament is for grades pre-K through 6th. It's going to be Tuesday, December 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. At the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center Arts and Crafts Room. Kids get to come out and obviously, it's pretty self-explanatory. They're going to design their own Christmas ornaments. The registration fee for that is $8 if you live within the USD 445 district, $10 if you live outside of that district. So we also have Christmas canvas painting party that's going to go on. This is going to take place. This is for all ages. Doesn't matter. It's going to be Thursday, December 5th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You're going to create your own Christmas masterpiece. So I believe this is a new program for us, so we're kind of excited to see how it all turns out in the end. But again, registration fees, $8 in the district, $10 outside the district. And the ever so popular build your own and design your own gingerbread house.
Mm.
Always a good one. Always smells so good in the building.
Oh my
during
goodness,
that time.
I can't imagine.
It's for grades pre-K through 6th. It's going to take place Thursday, December 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. In our meeting room out at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. It is truly one of the favorites that kids get to come in. There's a little bit of a sugar high that goes on, I think, during and after. But again, registration fees, $8 in the district, $10 outside it. So we've got some yummy programs going on.
Absolutely.
So.
Build the house and then act like the big bad wolf and eat the house.
Eat that house. Blow that house down.
Also, you guys have a pickleball. So
we do. This is, I say relatively new. We're about a year in with this, but we do pickleball on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center, 508 Park Street. You know, we got a request from a patron, from a citizen, about, like I said, a year ago, to look into this. So we started, first off, we had to learn a little bit about it because we've seen it played, but there's obviously some different rules to it. It incorporates some of the elements of tennis and badminton and ping pong, but it's played on a more of like a badminton-sized court. So we have three courts available. It's all free play. There is no charge for this whatsoever. You can come in. We rarely see some singles play because it's so busy, but three courts are usually going, and it really is fun to watch. We have a lot. We've had some players that began playing with us that have actually played tournaments outside of Coffeyville and actually have done very well. So,
awesome.
We have some talent of pickleball in our community. So if you're interested to come out and play or you just want to see what it's about, come out on a Tuesday or Thursday around 10 o'clock.
And pickleball, you said it kind of incorporates ping pong, tennis, and badminton all together. So they're using basically like ping pong paddles, correct?
It's a little bit larger than that. They're larger than that, but obviously smaller than a tennis court. The balls are all, I want to say, wiffle ball-ish.
Okay.
Kind of a ball with holes in them. You know, the courts, if I got into the rules, no, we would probably be able to understand. Or you really have to come out and
just
take
come
a look
out and
at
watch.
The guys that know how to play you can pick up on it, and you can pick up on it pretty quick.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I've heard of pickleball. I've just never seen it, so I wasn't quite sure, you know, the equipment used. I heard it was a mix of a lot of things. And then also you guys have movement with Shay.
We do. We were looking for other fitness classes that we could possibly offer, and Shay Cook came to us. She's a certified personal trainer, but she offers a class on Mondays and Fridays. We go as early as 5:30 a.m. She starts at 5:30. You're out of there by 6:30, so plenty of time to get home, clean up, head into work. We're also going to start an evening class on Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. because we want to incorporate those people again, just like our lap swim.
Right.
Maybe not an early riser. The cost of this is $6 per class. We're going to do it in our meeting room out at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. She incorporates a cross-training approach using functional body weight and movements. So if you're interested, come out, take a look. You don't have to be a skilled expert that's done it for years. She will work with you if you're a beginner. So we're excited to have Shay offer this class. And believe me, come January, everybody gets that itch. They want to come out, you know, New Year's resolution. We're going to drop a few pounds. Shay will help you do that.
Absolutely. I've seen CrossFit, and I get tired just watching it. But so maybe I should get into that. So, again, a lot of things going on around Coffeyville, especially hosted by the Coffeyville Recreation. So you guys have been doing a great job keeping people out and about, keeping people active as well. How can they get hold of you guys one more time?
You can reach us. Our office line is 620-251-5910 if you want to talk with any of our staff. Also, again, on Facebook, you can see everything that we're doing. We post a lot of pictures of our events on Facebook as well. You can, like I said, Facebook, give us a call. Our website, www.coffeyvillerec.com. You can listen to us every month on KGGF.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Director of Recreation, David Raines. Mr. Raines, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about all the great programs you guys are doing for the community, and we will see you again next month.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news at the top of the hour. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.